Conor O'Neill here from the Everyday Athlete Program, where we work with everyday athletes to optimize their training, nutrition, and psychology. In this podcast, we present ideas, concepts, and frameworks to help you in pursuit of your goals in those areas. When I ran my first marathon and only marathon so far about 5 years ago, I made one big mistake. It probably came from my GAA background of slogging sessions around a football pitch and a bit of impatience, no doubt, and a lot of ambition, to be fair, and honestly, a bit of a lack of knowledge and experience at the time. The mistake was that I did every session at the same intensity. That is, as hard as I could go. If 18 miles was on the plan for that day, I ran as fast as I could and held on for dear life. If I had 8 times half mile, I sprinted the first few and tried and failed to sustain that pace throughout. The result was that neither session achieved the targeted stimulus of that session. The long runs were so fast that aerobic development was no longer the main focus, and I was so sore and tired from them that I wasn't able to hit the speed session with the intensity needed. So I was stuck in this grey zone of optimizing neither aerobic fitness nor speed. 5 years of experience, education and coaching later, and I knew this time around I would do it differently. A week of training at the minute, for example, might look like a speed session of 6 times 1 mile at faster than race pace, a tempo session of 5 miles at race pace, and a long run of 16 to 20 miles at much lower, say, conversational pace than race pace. Obviously, this is an example and my sessions change on a week-to-week basis, and more specifically, the mileage increases as the weeks go on. But being intentional with the variation in these paces in this way allows me to build the necessary amount of volume at a consistent pace through the long runs, but still be fresh enough to really push the pace for speed sessions and therefore get the actual speed-related adaptations from them. Of course, there will be a time where we have to combine both the endurance and the speed. This is the case with tempo sessions, for example, or more specifically, time trials and obviously the actual marathon itself. The discipline to hold back on the long runs and the mental drive to really push it in the speed sessions requires two separate mindsets. And going into each session with the specific mindset required for that session makes a big difference compared to going into every session with the aim of going all out and holding on. Then, when the time is right, the ability to bring them both together will be what determines success on the race day. So for now, we trust in the plan, confident that doing so will allow us to run at the paces needed on the day, whilst having the endurance to go the distance. Thanks for listening, and if you'd like to find out more about our program, The Everyday Athlete, and if you'd like to see testimonials from the lads we work with, you can go directly to the info page by clicking the link in the episode description.